USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Moscow says it's been pulling back some of the 150,000 troops that the United States and its allies are warning have converged around Ukraine on three sides. Secretary of State Antony Blinken told MSNBC's Morning Joe that he hasn't seen it.
Well, there's what Russia says and then there's what Russia does. And we haven't seen any pullback of its forces. They remain massed in a very threatening way along Ukraine's borders. It would be good if they followed through on what they said, but so far we haven't seen it.
NATO's Secretary General John Stoltenberg told reporters in Brussels that, in fact, Russia continues to increase the number of troops and more are on the way. Two Texas sheriff deputies were shot and wounded after exchanging gunfire with a suspect who was struck and killed. Sheriff Ed Gonzalez said the incident happened in Katy, Texas, about 30 miles west of Houston. Both officers were hospitalized with what appears to be non-life-threatening injuries. This is USA Radio News.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The family of Helena Hutchins, the cinematographer killed on the set of the movie Rust last fall, has now filed a wrongful death lawsuit against actor Alec Baldwin, the film's production companies, its producers, and other key members of the crew. Hutchins was fatally shot last October during a rehearsal for a scene in the film, which was being shot near Santa Fe, New Mexico. The family alleges that Baldwin and others charged with the safety on the set violated numerous industry standards. The suit also claims the production companies and producers cut corners and chose to hire the cheapest crew available. It looks like President Joe Biden has rejected another of former President Donald Trump's executive privilege claims, deciding that Trump White House visitor logs should be handed over to the House committee investigating the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol. A letter from Chief White House Counsel Dana Remus to the National Archives said, "The president has determined that's not in the best interest of the United States and therefore not justified." Stay updated 24/7 at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Right now, people are home with their pets more often, and I think now, especially with the shedding, they're more cognizant of what's going on and that it's an actual issue, and Dynavite has helped tremendously in our house with that.
I just heard the Dynavite commercial so many times that I said, you know what, I'll give it a shot, and I ordered it and tried it, and it worked.
The Dynavite, the being at home, working with them, they all love it.
Me and Chewy are together 24/7.
Within 3 weeks, he's not scratching and itching, and he's an all-around happier dog.
Dinovite.com.
A former Democratic candidate for president, Tulsi Gabbard, said the recent findings from the John Durham investigations into the originations of the Russia probe show that former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton continues to work to undermine American democracy.
Hillary Clinton and the power elite in this country manufactured this Russian collusion lie, actively undermining our democracy and stoking the fires, moving us into this new Cold War with Russia. The damage that they did to the American people, our democracy, and others around the world is immeasurable.
The latest filings in the Durham report allege that Clinton's campaign lawyers paid a technology company to get access to Trump Tower servers and create a narrative that would link former President Donald Trump to Russia. Mardi Gras is back, and with that story, here's USA's Katie Lewis.
COVID-19 restrictions shut down Mardi Gras parades and carnivals in cities worldwide last year, but the tradition is making a comeback. City officials in New Orleans are prepping for celebrations to resume this year. One resident spoke to Fox News.
They come to New Orleans to figure out and learn the different layers of our history and our culture. And if we don't continue to perform and show up and show out, this history will go without being said.
New Orleans city officials said people must show their vaccine card or negative COVID-19 test to enter bars or restaurants. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
This is USA Radio News.